We have to have a very fair assessment of this academic and intellectual icon of early Islam.
His impact is more pronounced in jurisprudence that he formalized.
And tens of thousands of statements and teachings have reached us from Al-Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam.
This is Dialogue, an introduction to the most important dialogues and conversations of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. The program is Dialogue and I'm your host Mahdi. Today we want to talk about one of the great personalities in the history of Islam, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Please stay tuned. The sixth divinely appointed Imam, Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq alayhi salam, was an incredibly prominent character in the history of the Muslims. He benefited humankind with his highly scientific achievements, many of which had never been seen before by humanity. Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq alayhi salam's instructions in the acts of worship and transactions and his contribution in the field of legislation were amazing achievements that had not occurred before amongst the Muslim masses. And his eminence also had a positive and active share in the establishment of human culture and civilization. The sixth divinely appointed Imam, the son of Imam Baqir alayhi salam, an individual who was divinely appointed by the Almighty Allah, was known to have improved the general public lives of the people and the Muslims, and he was an individual, a divinely appointed Imam, a man from the household of the Holy Prophet, who enhanced human thoughts and discovered many of the secrets of this universe. Welcome back, dear listeners. This is IRIB English Radio, and we're talking about the dialogues of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. So, dear friends, what an honor it is to be speaking about the dialogues of the sixth divinely appointed Imam, Imam Ja'far ibn Muhammad as-Sadiq alayhi salam. So, we find that one of the interesting things about the divinely appointed Imams, again, is this fact that they spoke in any language imaginable. And this is something that is amazing because, as many people who learn languages will testify to, learning a language is fairly difficult. And so even learning one language is fairly difficult. Learning multiple languages is even more difficult. And that too, languages that are very different from your original language. And so we find that the divinely appointed Imams, including Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq alayhi salam, they spoke all the languages imaginable. And that is really something that is amazing. And it testifies to, you know, this aspect of their knowledge, which is connected to the divine. So there's this conversation that happens between Imam Sadiq alayhi salam and one of his retainers. So Abu Yazid al-Farqad, he narrates that I was with Imam Sadiq alayhi salam when he sent his Persian retainer to go and perform a task. The retainer came back and Imam Sadiq alayhi salam tried to understand what it was that the retainer had done. But for some reason, the retainer was not able to clearly, you know, say what it was that he had done in Arabic. And so Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam, he asked the retainer to once again clarify what it was that he was trying to say. And Imam Sadiq alayhi salam then requested multiple times that this retainer explain to him in Arabic what it was that he did. But for some reason, the retainer was not able to the point where Abu Yazid al-Farqad, he says that I thought for a second that maybe Imam Sadiq alayhi salam is going to become angry. But then at the end, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said to the retainer, you can speak in any language you want because I will be able to understand you in that language. And so then the retainer started to speak in Persian, in Farsi, and explain what happened, and the issue was resolved. So again, a testament to this divine knowledge where the infallible and immaculate imams are telling the people that, listen, we can speak any language of the world. This is Dialogue, Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam. IRIB English Radio, our radio programs and podcasts on iranradio.ir.
And now we invite you to listen to Dr. Yasser Qadhi.
So today I was reading for a project I'm doing about history, and I was reading about the Abbasids, and a figure came up, and I thought, subhanAllah, we should have a quick, short khatira about a figure of importance in our history, and someone who really represents a very interesting window into early Islam, and that is the figure of one of the great-great-grandsons of our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Ja'far al-Sadiq. Ja'far al-Sadiq is one of the most important scholars of our religion. And one of the issues that comes up is that how we understand him is a sectarian issue. Obviously, we are coming from a Sunni paradigm. I'll just briefly reference how the Twelvers also look at him. But we, just because people have a different view, doesn't mean we should not preach our view as well. We have to have a very fair assessment of this academic and intellectual icon of early Islam, Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq. He is the son of Muhammad al-Baqir, and Muhammad al-Baqir is the son of Ali Zain al-Abidin, who is the son of Hussein, who is the son of Ali, who is the son of the Abu Talib. All of them are, of course, considered to be from the Banu Hashim, from the Hashimites, from the Al al-Bayt. And so Ja'far's grandfather is the son of Hussein. And when the incident of Karbala happened, all of Hussein's children were killed except his grandfather, right? And so Ali Zainul Abidin was the one person who survived Karbala. He had a number of sons. Muhammad al-Baqir is the eldest, and he's called al-Baqir because it's as if he combined all of ilm. So that's Muhammad al-Baqir. Muhammad al-Baqir's eldest son is Ja'far. And Ja'far is called Ja'far al-Sadiq, or Abu Abdullah Ja'far al-Sadiq, because he was known for his piety and he never told any lie. So he's called Ja'far al-Sadiq. And he was born in Medina, lived in Medina, and died in Medina. He is Madani through and through. He is the last of the Ahlul Bayt to be Madani, as I'll explain why. He is the last one buried there, as I'll explain why. So he represents a historic shift from Medina for the Ahlul Bayt to Iraq, and I'll explain why towards the end of our lecture.
Thank you very much for listening to this episode of the program, Dialogue. For more information, visit our website at iranradio.ir. Until another episode, God bless you and fi amanillah.